question. You guys had the big offensive game last week. A little bit of a different outcome today. What can you attribute that to?
Lack of rhythm on offense, penalties. We got to eliminate penalties, and then me taking care of the football. So we just need to be better at that those things. Take care of the ball in the red zone. Be better on third down, obviously, and just execute better on offense all the way around. So last week we highlighted juice, executed, had things rolling. Today it seemed like the opposite. So just gotta go back, be critical on the film, just see what I could get better at, and continue to push my teammates and get better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just lost him in my vision, and I thought I had a head trail in the back of the end zone. So I kind of just forced one there. Good coverage and call by them. And I just got to throw the ball away so we can get a field goal and not force it. Yeah, got it over the first guy, sailed on me a little bit, and there was another defender there to catch it. So the right place, right time for them, and just sailed a little bit for me.
The last one looked like miscommunication. Was that intended for Brown?
Yeah, it was intended for Brown. Just miscommunication.
It seems like penalties have been a consistent theme throughout the season, and every week we have to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, but what is going to just stop them or slow them?
Everyone's just got to make a conscious effort to say we're not going to make penalties anymore. We're going to play clean football. And I don't know, what am I going to say to my guys for holding? I mean, they're blocking for me, so I can never say anything to my linemen because they're out there protecting me, and I love that. So the effort's there. We just got to keep playing technical. We just got to be sound. Same thing with receivers on the outside. They're blocking for their running back. So I'm never going to say anything to a guy for having their teammates back, you know. So the effort's there. We just got to be better with our hands and just keep playing aggressive. Those kind of things happen, but just proud that we have each other's back. You're always blocking for your guy. You're always giving that effort. Do you get called for one here and there? Yeah, you do, but the effort's there, and we just need to eliminate those somehow. So whether it's just setting up the blocks or just having better technique. So the effort's there. I'm proud of that, but we just got to eliminate them. We know Marcus is a good receiver. He got open for me today. I missed him a couple times, and just going to continue to rely on him in this offense. So he runs really good routes. He's got good hands, and he's a reliable guy. So just got to continue to utilize him going forward, and me and him just got to continue to build chemistry, get on the same page.
Mitch, 4th and 1 in the second quarter. Do you have input to that? Did you offer any of your ideas about whether you wanted to go for it in that situation?
I did not. I don't quite remember that.
Darius Slice said on the broadcast right after the end that you felt you were staring down some receivers. Can you feel yourself doing that as the game went on?
I don't think I was. I was more looking guys off or trying to see what they were doing. I mean, they play coverage with their eyes on me the whole time, so it probably looks like I'm staring at them, but I'm just trying to move guys and find my receivers open. So.
There are a couple more.
A lot of opportunities today where you got frustrated. What was your mindset? Because you hung in there and delivered some of your actually better throws of the season, too.
Next play mentality. Just you're always going to have bad throws. Everyone throws picks. But how you respond to it. And we still had a chance to be in the game in the second half, even though I made some mistakes, turned the ball over. So just never giving up, next play mentality, and just always believing you can make the next throw.